mother and friends. You cross a hearth at last.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. Welcome from the multiverse, wherever you find yourself vibrating. Attune this way, and let us have some fun. Today, join as we wander in auspicious coincidence together. Here we are with the Lowly Yogi Tales podcast and other stuff. Tonight, today, wherever I am in this multiverse, I'm going to read you another section of a story. Death's Gift, Part 2. I should have let you all know that there are three parts to this story, but we're in Part 2 and next week, Part 3. So, Spirit Foot, Death's Gifts, Night 2. Spirit Foot awoke refreshed and took her seat to sing, no closer to an understanding of fear. She sang gently, letting Santos sleep snuggled in next to her. In the end, one finds beginning again and again. Insects know the middle way and make death life beginning again and again. To be useless helps one endure beginning again and again. The mother moves love throughout her creation, beginning again and again. An ancient voice of potent command called in return. Law and love, blood and chi, beginning again and again. The timbre of a goddess and the resonance of a thousand orchestras continued her response. Soma, Agni, perfect balance. Bodhi, Kama, love, my favorite law. Beginning again and again. Lady Lily and Santos appeared over the nearby ridge, smiles as all three sang together, waking Rontos, beginning again and again, with smiles, joy, and warmth of creation in their beings. Santos introduced Lady Lily to the lowly yogi Spirit Foot. Lily approached Spirit Foot, raised her hand, and as she did, a table with teapot and tea, a fire pit manifested within arm's reach to hold the boiling pot of fresh spring water. Shall we sit together and enjoy some tea? Only the best for those who survive the first night, Lily, Lady of the Night, held a deeply purple resonance, the true freedom and warriorship of the feminine at her command. Please come sit here. Here we are. Lady Lily sat with Santos and Rontos. An empty chair awaited Spiritfoot's presence. Lily took long aged leaves and placed them in a pristine white cup to brew free their essence. With the ease that comes from years of practice, Lady Lily poured boiling water over the tea and covered her small cup with a lid made just right for the pour. She turned her attention to Spiritfoot while the leaves were left to brew. What brings you to Death's domain, Spirit Foot? Space shift, the chi settled in the tea, and Lady Lily turned and took up the little cup of water and leaves. With the lid in place, she poured the water into the small pitcher. With ease, she refilled the cup and covered the leaves to repeat the process, and poured into the cutest little purple lacquer cups the virgin brew of tea. Each of us took our first sip, with perfect balance of flavor. This is what we saw. Virgin warrior goddess, what bliss. Lily sipped again. She poured the next cup into the pitcher and gave Spirit Foot her full attention. I came to find fear, Spirit Foot whispered through her tea bliss. Fear, you say? Intriguing. Please say more. It is a response to the mother I am trying to understand. Up to now, I have found no answers. This is why I have come for Death, who must certainly understand the meaning and purpose of fear. That is an answer that may pique Death's interest, not easy with his workload. Fear seems to me to be an infection that moves through spirits and humans alike, destroying their trust and connection with the mother. Spiritfoot spoke, and Lily poured the tea, taking in Spiritfoot's understanding and allowing more space for anything left unsaid. May I add an element you have not found? you haven't yet acknowledged. Of course, Spiritfoot responded in kindness as she reached for her teacup. Ownership. Ownership? Yes. This is where fear originates from and falls back into. Ownership. You do not know or understand as you have not been owned, which of course means you live in love. For those who have been owned, they have good reason to know fear. What do you mean when you say ownership or being owned? Lily's smile showed a deep wrath, a wrath of ages of holding and recording every neglect, debt, and transgression caused by the power and control of one being over another. Ownership. Ownership. Spiritfoot nodded. Looking into your eyes, Lady Lily, without denial, has, for the first time in my life, helped me to understand fear. Why is ownership so terrifying? It's the little moves that make it so scary. Counting on our kindness and using it against us. This is how ownership begins. Taste the warrior goddess in the tea and feel how the chi challenges the ownership within you. Every cell a sovereign being calling out for freedom and growth. Ownership is a thing that destroys a beautiful process. One might understand and offer grace for the deep rage I feel towards ownership, Lady Lily said with lightning in her eyes. So, to fear is to have something taken from you. Yes, to fear is to have your deepest needs taken from you. Ownership systematically decays this need within us, creating a deficit it can fill. Need and needed. Love disappears as the unicorn wants nothing to do with this play. The need, I see you ask the question with your eyes. What is the need destroyed by the practice of ownership? Good question. Spiritfoot burst into laughter. It had been her question, and the truth is always so funny. The need is heart connection. Human tribe, all held in the sacred dance of the mother's perfect hand. The need is a good need, to be free, to create, and to help others weave the most elegant tapestry of life. Ownership is a dark age thing. That is why I came down here and hang out with my love to pass the age without having to interact with ownership. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Let it be done. You come to find fear, so let me oblige you and lay out the horror for you. Kind mind to bear witness. For the most part, it is brought on by neglect of creative fire, and the need to meet the law of one's hearth without the flame needed. You are human, so you will understand the flame as attention leading to desire, leading to creative. It is that creative that is the need. Lord Shiva, Jah, just some of the names in the realm of beauty. Little moves as the predator tracks its prey, finds their kindness and love, and in little ways takes them away from the heart, feeding the prey's creative into their own hearth. We all have needs, and when they are met, we are sovereign beings who can hold the weight of our own hearths. This is nothing outside of our abilities. Together, no need which cannot be met in our connection and our chosen tribe. Ownership takes away this connection with our earth and world and gives us nothing but suffering and pain in return. Spiritfoot nodded, transformed, center to fringe, with a new understanding. I believe I am understanding ownership as something to fear. Lady Lily nodded and poured the tea. Oh, we are only at the beginning. Look at what happens when women and children are owned. Lily opened a field of the underworld and revealed the white bone demon to share all of the neglect and horrific misuses of the creative in the maintaining of that ownership. Spiritfoot wailed, tears streaming and love lost as she took in the horror. The cost of ownership. Let me show you the neglects and fires of war. The ground of ownership. Take what you want any way you can. Another field opened, and the crashing waves of horror resounded around the four of them as they drank their tea. Spiritfoot wailed with grief. How do you hold it all? If you can hold this, then that is the means I seek on my quest. Your questions always lead us to the right direction and the next important introduction on your journey. Santos, Rantos, shall we build a fire? The imps nodded and smiled. Yes, fire, yes, so fire, come on, fire! The imps danced around each other and Lady Lily, wings spread to fan the coals taken from under the tea kettle. Add your horror of newfound fear to the coals. The fire needs fuel. Dance, Rantos, dance, Santos, call in our friend fire, so they may teach this lowly yogi and pass the time with light and heat. Spiritfoot surrendered her horror, making more space, and in letting go, there was a new life. Flame blossomed and grew into the steady pulse of fire. Ah, we find the ground again. Do you see the answer to your question? Watch, watch, fire, watch them work, taking the horror and making it into the fuel to offer to hold up the gods. Watch as the fire takes and transforms the poison into soma to be enjoyed by all. Ah, swaha! Lady Lily concluded as she took the last sip of her tea. Shall we sit by the fire and wait for death's invitation? I can't think of better company to spend the time with. I feel like I am making friends here at death's door. Lily, Spiritfoot, Rantos, and Santos sat in comfort and stared into the flame, finding their kindness as they took all that should not reside in the field and let it burn until there was nothing left. Mother's resentment, father's shame, both burn equally in Hestia's flame. No ash, just love. Spiritfoot concluded her words by imbibing the rest of her tea. Santos and Rantos danced around the fire and offered their tea to the flames. Spiritfoot and Lily watched as fire took the offering and brought new life into the field. Spiritfoot joined the dance, and the three danced as Lady Lily offered her rage and all of her understanding, having bared witness in every way to the flame, and the fire blazed deep into the morning hours before they all found the loving hug of sleep. The final offering to the fire's flames were given together by Santos and Rantos, the leaves of the tea offered in their full expression to the crone's deep bitterness, taken into the equality of the fire's blaze. Beautiful, whispered both Lily and Spiritfoot as they watched fire turn the leaves to every shade of green and blue before they disappeared into love. Oh, wow, feel the love. Thank you all for joining me today and joining the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. Boy, what a story feast we had, and we're going to do it again soon. If you love the tales, please feel free to follow the Lowly Yogi wherever he may go and share it with those you love. Hey, until next time, play us out, Monkey Max. Play us out.
Earth Mother and friends, you cross a hearth at last. Long have we grieved while the king of demons had his way. But no longer, no longer, it's time to dance and sing. This is the time when the golden age begins. As we welcome love and peace and ease may it never cease. We welcome joy and bliss and all the eyes of the serpent's kiss. Welcome mother, welcome child, welcome body tender and mild. Welcome protection, and welcome, friends. It's been a long wait, but now the golden age begins. Welcome spring, summer, and fall. Winter is Persephone's and sweetest of all. Welcome immortality, welcome all. It's time to dance and sing as the golden age begins. Welcome all your yogis, and we call you in. Welcome all you protectors, and we call you in. Welcome all you yogis as the golden age begins.